This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Grades are out for the Oshkosh School District. The Department of Public Instruction report shows that two schools, Traeger Middle School and the Accelerated Learning Program, are significantly exceeding expectations. Another seven schools, including both Oshkosh West and Oshkosh North, are exceeding expectations. Another six schools met expectations, while three schools, Roosevelt, Vell Phillips Middle School, and the former Merrill Elementary, all met few expectations. Statewide, nearly 95% of all schools meet or exceed expectations. Charges are pending against a juvenile suspected of possessing a facsimile gun. The incident happened on Tuesday near Oshkosh West High School. The suspect was found by police near a church. He ran, leaving the fake gun behind. No threats were made by the suspect. The first snow of the season expected today. A winter weather advisory has been issued for northeastern Wisconsin. 1, 2, or 3 inches of snow are possible with up to 40-mile-an-hour winds. Page 2, the gun deer season begins on Saturday and runs through December the 1st. Yes, it's the latest possible starting date for the season. The DNR says they'll be busy selling over 100,000 licenses between now and opening day. The beloved Nutcracker is back at the Payne Art Center starting on Friday. The annual display offers self-guided tours, guided tours, and candlelight tours through January the 6th. You can find out more about the Nutcracker in the castle at payne.org. A new dessert option in Oshkosh, D Flavors, will have its grand opening on Friday at the old Herbert and Gerbert's location on Wisconsin Street. D Flavors offers coffees, ice cream, and monster cookies. And the Common Council has yet to make a decision on the next city manager. The council met with four finalists this week. They have not offered the job to anyone so far. The current city manager, Mark Roloff, will retire in December. Turning to sports, the Herd is on the road tonight. They're in Chicago to take on the Windy City Bulls. The Herd are winless so far on the season. And girls' basketball teams are opening up their season. DePere comes to Oshkosh West tonight for their opener. North plays their first game on Friday. Lourdes was a winner in their opening game back on Tuesday. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.